Fisher KNDY Weather Eye forecast powered by weatherology.com for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. Throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, mid-80s. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. Tonight, mostly clear, mid-60s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. For Thursday, sunny and breezy with a high near 92. For Thursday night, mostly clear, breezy, low near 72. And Friday, will continue with sun. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Currently, it's 64.
With your livelihood dependent on the success of your farm, it's vital that all elements are taken care of. This includes farm property and building. I'm Dave Savage with Blue Valley Insurance, and we offer a wide range of farm insurance services that take away the worry in the event of a loss to any of your farm buildings or property. And you can rest assured your claim will be dealt with by our dedicated adjusters. Let us give you a quote for your farm insurance at Blue Valley Insurance of Lynn, Greenleaf, Hanover, and Marysville.
Life doesn't stop for car trouble, work, school, dentist appointments, the workout you wouldn't mind skipping. Our cars connect us to our lives, so wouldn't it be reassuring to know that our cars are up to the job? Enter Hum by Verizon, the technology that connects you to your car. Now you can check your car's health from your phone with vehicle diagnostics. Get advice on the go with a certified mechanics hotline. And if Hum detects a collision, it can send help automatically with 24/7 emergency assistance. Get Hum and get where you're going. Learn more at hum.com.
The Home Depot is pouring more into paint and putting more money into the pockets of pros with top quality paints without the paint store price. Like Glidden paints. Glidden lasts longer, covers better, and costs less at the Home Depot. Nobody beats our prices, guaranteed. So save time and money with Glidden. Paints that get the job done. The Home Depot. More saving. More doing. U.S. only.
A man died after a head-on collision in Ford County yesterday. KTV reports the crash happened just after 6 o'clock yesterday morning on U.S. Highway 283, about 14 miles south of Dodge City. The Kansas Highway Patrol says Michael Anthony Pestano was driving southbound when he went left of center, hitting a semi head-on. The 58-year-old man from California was killed in that accident. The driver of the semi, Jean Deanna Davis, was also taken to the hospital, and the passenger in the semi, Joseph William Davis, was not injured. Both drivers were wearing seatbelts at the time of the crash. A man's body sat undiscovered for 8 months in his pickup truck in a Kansas City International Airport parking lot, and his family now wants answers. Kansas City Star reports the body of 53-year-old Randy Potter was found last week after someone reported a bad smell coming from the truck. Police say the man from suburban Lenexa appeared to have died by suicide. His parking pass is dated January 17th, the day he disappeared. Mid-America Network News.
Here's a tech tip from Blue Valley Telecommunications. Do you know what bandwidth is, or megabytes? Bandwidth is the amount of information your internet connection can move. It's described in megabytes or megs. How much bandwidth you need depends upon how many devices you have and what you're going to use your internet for. Your bandwidth speed is split when it enters into your house. If you have only a 5-meg connection with 5 users, each user could end up getting only 1 meg, which can cause things to load really slowly. If you have questions about your speed, give us a call, 877-876-1228.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Wednesday. A county in eastern Nebraska is seeing an increase in the number of juveniles caught behind the wheel without a proper driver's license. The Colfax County Attorney's Office tells the Columbus Telegram that there have been 10 to 15 such cases so far this year. One involved a 14-year-old driver with young passengers who crashed into a tree. Prosecutors say the biggest issue is parents allowing their children to drive without a proper license or driver's permit. The former executive director of the Nebraska Family Alliance is running for a seat in the legislature. Al Ryskowski of Lincoln announced yesterday that he will run for the seat representing Legislative District 32, which includes 4 southeast Nebraska counties and part of Lancaster County. Ryskowski is challenging Senator Laura Ebke of Crete, who is seeking re-election. Nebraska, Mid-America Network News.
There's always a need for cultural information. There's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information every day. 800-240-8761. When you need that information and realize that you have to wait until you return back home to your computer for news that might be too old to take advantage of, That's when you call 800-240-8761 and subscribe to QT Market Center. You can access all that very focused, up-to-date news, plus quotes and weather at your fingertips, on your desktop, or on your smartphone and tablet, no matter where you are, no matter what time of day it is. You can access QT News, our real-time commodity news feed, the Resource Center, our database of historic reports, charts, and analysis, and QT Media, our leading group of the commodity professionals streaming right to your device, and the weather throughout the day, 800-240-8761, QT Market Center.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. A changing landscape faces high schools with regard to extracurricular activities and league affiliations. It's been reported the Twin Valley League, which includes all of the area high schools, will consider a request by Wathena to join the league. In recent years, Donovan West and Troy have joined, increasing travel distances considerably for many schools. Troy was denied a request to join another league and indicated they would resubmit the request. B&B Baileyville in recent years merged with Nemahal Valley High School at Seneca. League affiliations aside, challenges scheduling football games have become an increasing effort with most TVL schools in the eight-man division. Washington County has announced they will drop to eight-man for at least a two-year cycle due to declining numbers. Low numbers forced a forfeit of a Tigers scheduled homecoming game with Hoisington this week. Concerns with low numbers at Lynn brought discussion of a possible merger, but a student-parent meeting drew some 16 families that committed to ensuring adequate numbers to field a team again next year. Not isolated to the TVL, Muncie County last week forfeited a varsity football game with Silver Lake and a JV game with Valley Heights. Overall participation in sports shows decline statewide with more significant drops in the football programs. 9 of 13 schools would need to vote to add Wathena to the Twin Valley League, and a decision is expected October 9th. Homecoming was held at area high schools last Friday. Marysville, Queen Carly Brashears Queen, and Bryson Meinhardt King. The Bulldogs posted a 50-13 win over Wamego. At Valley Heights, Allie Jones was crowned queen and Dalton Joseph King. Valley Heights defeated Christ Prep 43-46-13. And at Lynn, Brooke Beyer was crowned queen, Evan Bott King. Lynn posted a 58-8 win over Wetmore. RSVP of Northeast Kansas recently held a volunteer fair. Joni Spellmeyer, executive director of the organization, recapped the event and encouraged anyone interested in volunteer efforts to get involved.
For our first one, it went pretty well. We had about 40 people come through, and we had approximately 20 booths that were there. Not all of them were our RSVP stations, as we call them, but other nonprofits and other places, other organizations in the community who need volunteers. We had invited them also. Most of them are nonprofits. They need volunteers to run their everyday operations. We had Cambridge Place, Marshall County Historical Society, the Agency on Aging, the Union Pacific Depot Preservation Society, Marysville Library, Kester House Museum, Habitat for Humanity. The Red Cross Bloodmobile had a booth there for Marysville, but we also had one of the representatives from Omaha come down and help out in that booth. Marysville Main Street, CMH Volunteer Services, and some other people from CMH who are starting a patient family advocate group to improve things at the hospital. They're trying to get people to help them to be on a steering committee to maybe tell the hospital the pros and cons of visits and stuff like that. So Pony Express Museum was there, the Marshall County Emergency Management Program. The Kansas Honor Flight came. Qantas was there, and RSVP ourselves had our freezer meal program, our volunteer income tax assistance program, SHIC, which is a Medicare counseling, and our therapy dog tutoring program.
Mary H. Wetter, age 86, of Marysville, passed away Monday. Funeral service Thursday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, burial of a church cemetery. Rosary Wednesday evening at 7:30 at the church. Visitation Wednesday, 10 until 5:30 at Kinsley Mortuary, Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Mary Wetter. Betty June Gansel, age 89, of Pawnee City, passed away Monday. Funeral service Friday, 11 a.m. at the United Methodist Church, Pawnee City. Visitation Thursday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Thursday, 6 until 8 at the Worry Mortuary of Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Betty Ganzel. Marjorie Jean Livingston, age 92, of Topeka, formerly of Marysville, passed away Tuesday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville, Mary Elizabeth Church Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 5 until 7, followed by rosary at 7 at Kinsley Mortuary in Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Marjorie Livingston. James Hazenkamp, age 67, of Burchard, passed away September 16th. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at Holy Family Catholic Church, Summerfield. Burial St. Bridget Cemetery, north of Axtell. Rosary Friday evening at 7 at the church. Visitation Friday noon until 5 at the Axtell Landreth Funeral Home, in charge of arrangements for James Hazenkamp. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, vegetable soup, turkey and a Swiss sandwich, veggie plate and grape salad. Tomorrow, Hawaiian meatballs, rice, wheat roll, Malibu vegetable blend, and pineapple. The U.S. Constitution is the oldest constitution still in active use in the world today, and is the basic document of our republic, which protects the individual liberties of all citizens through written law. Did you know you cannot be denied the right to vote because of race or gender? But remember, the Constitution never clearly ensures the right to vote. The 26th Amendment requires that 18-year-olds must be able to vote. However, states can allow persons younger than 18 to vote if they choose. The qualifications for voters are left to the states as long as they do not conflict with anything in the Constitution. In some states, felons who are in prison or on probation are denied the right to vote. Study the amendments and the Constitution. This announcement provided by the Arthur Barrett Chapter of the Daughters of the American Revolution. KNDY News, time is 7:17.
Here's your KNDY Weather Eye forecast, powered by weatherology.com, for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. We have a low pressure system making its way across the upper parts of the Midwest, in which we have a cold front swinging across the central parts of the plains. Not going to bring us any sort of precipitation. We're just seeing a little bit of a change in wind and a little bit cooler temperatures, but that won't last long, as we're going to see temps back into the upper 80s and 90s for the remaining parts of the week and into the weekend. Otherwise, quiet weather. So looking at the forecast, throughout the rest of this Wednesday, sunny skies, temperatures mid 80s. Winds will be from the north at 5 and 10. Clear for tonight, mid 60s. Winds will be from the northeast at 5 and 10. For Thursday, sunny and breezy, high of 92. We'll see wind gusts as high as 30. For Thursday night, mostly clear, breezy, with a low near 72. As into Friday, we'll have sunny skies with a high near 91. Friday night, partly cloudy, breezy, with a low near 70. And Saturday, sunny skies at 88. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Average high temperature mid-September 80. The average low 55. Sunset this evening at 7:25. Sunrise in the morning at 7:09. 71 degrees in Marysville this morning. That's a check of the morning news and weather for this Wednesday, the 20th of September. KNDY News Time, 7:19. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Family-owned Feldkamp's Furniture in Marysville is your complete furniture center. Come in for the latest brands like Broyhill, Ashley, and Lazy Boy. Or visit the Sleep Center with Serta and Simmons mattresses in innerspring, hybrid, and memory foam styles for a great night's rest. Try them out with a motion base for the ultimate sleep experience. From bedroom to living room to dining to accent pieces, Feldkamp's has it all. With quick and easy 12 months free financing right in store, Feldkamp's Furniture will make sure you get the furniture you desire. Come on in. Feldkamp's is open 7 days a week.
The AL East still not solved, as Boston and New York win. The Cubs and Brewers also win, with the NL Central still up for grabs and a Major League home run record. Hi, everybody. Todd Ant reporting on sports. Extra innings for the Red Sox, not a problem this season.
Here's the pitch. And it gets away, and here comes Jackie Bradley to score the game's first run.
On WEEI, Boston slips past the Orioles 1-0 in 11 and maintain their three-game lead over the Yankees in the AL East. The Bronx Bombers did their part, boosting their wild card lead over the Twins to 5 games.
And the pitch grounded to the right side. Through. It's a base hit to right field. Judge score.
On WFAN, the Yankees 5-2 over the Twins. Cubs manager Joe Maddon picked up a victory against his former team.
Pitch to Javi, hit down the left field line, fair ball. It's going to go down into the corner. Russell coming around third. He's being waved by Gary Jones, and Russell scores.
On WSCR, Cubs 2-1 over Tampa Bay, but the Brewers are keeping pace as well, blanking the Pirates 1-0 to stay 3.5 games behind the champs in the NL Central. History last night in the Royals-Blue Jays game.
The 3-2 pitch. Gordon swings and hits it pretty well. Right center field. That's a way back, and that ball is gone. It's a home run for Gordon.
On KCSP, that was the 5,694th Major League home run of the season, the most ever in a single season. Toronto defeated Kansas City 5-2. Rhys Hoskins continues to find ways to drive in runs.
Swung on, line to left center field. That's a base hit. It'll go up the alley and all the way to the wall. Alfaro has scored. Hernandez will score. Herrera coming around third. He will score.
On WIP, the Phillies topped the Dodgers 6-2. The NL wildcard leading Diamondbacks have lost 3 in a row. The Padres defeat Arizona 6-2, but the Rockies couldn't capitalize. The Giants walk off Colorado 4-3. The Rockies trail the Giants by 4.5 games in the wildcard lead and only lead the Brewers by a game. Todd Ent, ABC Sports.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Nominees for Deputy Agriculture Secretary in a new Undersecretary post visited with the Senate Ag Committee on Tuesday for their confirmation hearing. Rod Bain was there.
Tuesday, before the Senate Agriculture Committee, the nomination confirmation hearing for two high-level appointees for the Agriculture Department.
I look forward to working, if confirmed, with Secretary Perdue, working with this committee to see how we can utilize the department's programs to provide a better safety net for our dairy producers, among others.
We've got to lift up these exports, and that's why my intent is to find myself on an airplane seat, go out, build trust, and continue to open markets.
That's American Soybean Association CEO Steve Senske, nominated by the president to be Deputy Secretary of Agriculture, and Indiana State Agriculture Director Ted McKinney, nominated for the newly created post of Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs. Both received support during their hearing from family members and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue. The Senate Ag Committee will hold a separate business meeting in the future to vote on the nominations. I'm Rod Bain reporting in Washington, D.C.
Well, Bayer has asked the European Commission to extend its review deadline on the planned takeover of Monsanto. The move by Bayer, according to company officials, seeks to allow more time for the company to finalize the agreement. Bayer filed a submission to obtain antitrust approval for the deal from the European Commission back in June, and that commission initiated an in-depth investigation in August, and Bayer's application this week requested a 10-working-day extension, the review deadline to January 22nd of next year. The company says it requested the extension to facilitate an appropriate evaluation given the size of the transaction. Company officials say the deal remains on track to close early next year. Reliable and relevant for AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network and Craig Mead. Nominees for top USDA positions at a Senate Ag Committee meeting weighed in on crop insurance, climate change, rural development, unfair foreign trade practices, and other hot-button farm issues. Deputy Secretary nominee Steven Senske, a past Foreign Ag Service Administrator and CEO of the American Soybean Association, fielded the first tough question from Senate Ag Chair Pat Roberts of Kansas.
Can I have your commitment to work with the committee to craft a farm bill that maintains the farm safety net without cutting crop insurance? Your answer is yes.
Yes, Mr. Chairman. Yes.
You.
No, we look forward to working with you. And clearly, as you have stated so well, when my experience in talking to farmers across the country is that the crop insurance is really the most important element of their risk management program.
Indiana Ag Secretary and nominee for USDA Undersecretary for Trade and Foreign Agricultural Affairs, Ted McKinney, told Senate Ag he'll be, quote, a happy warrior to chase export deals and build relationships overseas.
My intent is to find myself on an airplane seat, go out, build trust, and continue to open markets. I continue to be encouraged. We're moving from 7 to 9 billion people, and the protein demand around the world is rising rather rapidly. So I think we catch that wave, but we have to earn that, and I intend to do that.
McKinney adds he'd use science to defend against foreign non-tariff trade barriers to U.S. farm exports. Not part of the hearing, Iowan Sam Clovis, nominated by the president to be USDA Undersecretary for Research, Education, and Economics. Iowa GOP Senator Chuck Grassley tried to round up votes for Clovis, and he blames the Senate Democratic leader Chuck Schumer for trying to delay Clovis into that position. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network.
Are you looking for ways to gain an advantage over the challenges you face growing your crop? CropQuest agronomists have been using NDVI images to gain a better perspective on what's going on in the field. NDVI imagery is now available to our customers to help detect those issues while something may be done to fix it. If you're not a CropQuest customer, sign up to demo our imagery program at viewmyfield.com and receive a season of free field imagery. Check it out at viewmyfield.com.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairieband.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
It's time again for Farming America. I'm Steve Alexander with information about the world's most essential industry, which is, as we all know, agriculture. We're talking again today about your yard, your farm yard, that grass that you pay so much attention to throughout the summer. And now, well, maybe it's time for a repair or two, and it's a time to choose which seed to use. We'll have an expert's ideas about that after this.
The folks at Wink Products Company want to help make your life easier with a family of professional strength cleaning products that really work. Wink Rust Stain Remover is the number one liquid rust stain remover in the country. This professional strength formula dissolves the ugly rust stains on white sinks and toilet bowls, color-fast fabrics, and carpets. This little brown bottle has been around for 69 years, and it's still number one. To learn where to find quality Wink products, check us out at whink.com.
As we wait for some of the crops to be harvested, perhaps you're paying attention to your yard and there are some problems with your grass and maybe you have to do some reseeding. Jim Fazell is an ornamental horticultural expert and he says a blend of Kentucky bluegrass is one way to go.
Kentucky bluegrass will ultimately make a beautiful lawn, but perennial ryegrass, the new ones that they've begun to develop, the hybridizers have got some that we call the turf types. You can't really tell them from Kentucky bluegrass without a trained eye. I can tell you what they are, but most people can look at the grass and say, well, that's bluegrass. Well, it may or may not be. And incidentally, a lot of our athletic fields, even some college fields and so forth, after a few years, because they do top dress with perennial ryegrass, turn out to be a mostly perennial ryegrass lawn. That's fine. That works very well. It's a grass that tolerates a lot of abuse. It will tolerate some diseases that do get Kentucky bluegrass. So it's a good seed to have in your mixture. Now, I noticed in some of the hardware stores, I've looked at the packages to see what the blends are. Most of them have a pretty good selection of blends for our lawns in our area of Kentucky bluegrass. But we do need some blends of perennial ryegrass, and I noticed that most of them are up to 50% perennial ryegrass now, which is fine. It used to be that perennial ryegrass was a coarse thing and you didn't want to have it in your mixture, but you do now. If you have a shaded lawn, get a shade mix which contains as much as 25% creeping red fescue. That's important that you add that because that will grow in shade that some of these other grasses will not. Now, that's for seeding. Now, if you're going to sod your lawn, you need to strip off the old lawn and loosen the soil. Now, once you've done that, you have your soil loosened up, you can repair uneven spots, little spots that are low where the water has stood or that bumpy spot where the lawnmower hits it and scalps it once in a while. So that's your chance that you have to repair these. Level out your lawn as best you can, rake it so that it is as level because it's never going to be any better than it is when you finish that. Apply a starter fertilizer, moisten the soil, then lay sod. Now, the sod needs to be fresh. You need to make sure that where you get it, they're cutting it within a day of when you put it down. Don't let it sit around when you get it on your site either. Only get as much as you can put down in one day, because if you let it sit out in the rolls on your pallet out in your yard and it gets hot, it will start to cook. And when it does that, it kills the grass.
More tips on the proper way to sod tomorrow. Back after this.
Give yourself some peace of mind this growing season.
Contact Linda Schmitz, owner-agent with Linda's Insurance Agency, your local RCIS agency today. Linda will help you plan and develop a crop insurance plan to offer the best coverage that's right for your operation. Linda's Insurance Agency at 1507 Broadway in Marysville. Phone 619-6135. This entity is an equal opportunity provider.
Farming America is a presentation of the Tribune Radio Network. I'm Steve Alexander.
Hey, it's 7:30 from KNDY, 70 degrees. Here did dry out some overnight, and the wind did shift to the north, bringing a bit cooler air into the region. That will moderate temperatures some today, lower to middle 80s on the high side, but back into the 90s again tomorrow.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Wednesday. Marcus Stroman pitched seven innings to win for the first time in six starts. Darwin Barney hit a two-run homer, and the Toronto Blue Jays beat the Kansas City Royals 5-2 last night. Kansas City outfielder Alex Gordon's solo home run off Ryan Tepera in the eighth was the 5,694th of his major league season, breaking the record set in 2000 at the height of the steroids era. The record was broken with just less than 2 weeks remaining in the regular season. Stroman allowed one run and four hits for his first victory since August 16th against Tampa Bay. Again, the final last night, 5-2, the Toronto Blue Jays over the Royals. Royals now 78-77, third in the American League Central. They'll face off again tonight at 6:07 against the Blue Jays. I'm Rick Averett, Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
So, you say you like bingo. Well, how does this sound? Prairie Bend Casino has the friendliest bingo facility and features. You better be sitting for this. 400 seats with cell phone chargers, 200 handheld electronic bingo devices, in-house progressive jackpots, hot balls, and bonanzas, and play bingo from Planet Bingo with two large progressives, event tickets, pool tabs, lots of snacks, and bottled beer. Plus, we're connected to 15 other bingo facilities nationwide. Woo! So, how do you like bingo now? Check out new programs, pricing, and packages at prairieband.com/bingo. Minimum age to play is 18.
There's always a need for cultural information, and there's always a need for grain and cattle quotes. And there's always a need for being aware of how that weather is going to affect your workday. QT Market Center has a toll-free telephone number that may be very important to you when you need this type of information. 800-240-8761. When you need that information, let's see how smart your smartphone can be, or your desktop, or tablet. Call QT Market Center at 800-240-8761.
Game 5 of the American Association Championship Series between the Wichita Wingnuts and the Winnipeg Goldeyes, which was scheduled for last night at Shaw Park, was postponed due to impending inclement weather. The game will now take place this evening at 6:05 at Shaw Park. The championship series is tied at 2-2 after the Goldeyes extended their season with a ninth-inning rally and 17-inning victory on Monday night, which ended up being the longest game in American Association history. The contest lasted 5 hours and 59 minutes, ending just after 1 o'clock Central Daylight Time. Wichita's Olympic bronze medalist Nico Hernandez will be facing Bezebek Baratov on Saturday at Hartman Arena. This fight extra special for Hernandez as it's on the third anniversary of his older brother's death. If you're not in Hartman Arena on Saturday night, the fight can also be seen on CBS Sports Network. Mid-American Network Sports.
Tune for the Coach's Corner each evening around 5:20. We'll talk with area high school football coaches. Monday, Southern and Diller Odell. Tuesday, Axtell and Centralia. Wednesday, Lynn and Hanover. Thursday, Frankfort and Valley Heights. And Friday, Washington County and Marysville. The Coach's Corner each evening at around 5:20 follows evening sports. Plus, listen for live broadcast of home and away Marysville I games, area football games, plus Kansas and Kansas State College action on KNDY.
Some historical characters are synonymous with what hats they wore. We're talking famous headgear today on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
I'm Tim Franklin, a farmer from Goodland, Kansas.
I'm Scott Thelman, and this is Juniper Hill Farms.
I'm Sarah Scott, a rancher from Montgomery County, Kansas.
I'm Derek Sawyer, and I'm a fourth-generation Kansas farmer.
And I'm Katie Sawyer, a journalist and publicist for our family farm, Sawyer Land and Cattle.
People around the country rely on Kansas agriculture to feed their families. Wouldn't it be nice to meet the faces behind your food? Now you can. Kansas Farm Bureau is taking you behind the scenes to meet the next generation of Kansas farmers and ranchers, and their stories might surprise you. From learning the ropes as a first-generation farmer to using new technology to save money and the environment, these folks are truly game changers. To see their full stories, visit kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer. That's kansaslivingmagazine.com/meetafarmer.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Wednesday, September 20th. It is the 263rd day of the year, and actress Sophia Loren celebrates a birthday. September is National Fall Hat Month, a rather transparent attempt to make us think about our cool weather headgear needs. But it also got us thinking about history's most famous hats and heads that wore them. America's most iconic include Abe Lincoln's stovepipe, Davy Crockett's coonskin cap, and the classic Stetson of the American cowboy. Jackie Kennedy's signature pillbox was an enduring fashion statement, while the movies gave us Charlie Chaplin's bowler and the fedoras worn by Humphrey Bogart and Indiana Jones. Can you top those? It's a fun way to observe Fall Hat Month. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for today. Learn more online at almanac.com.